Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This is Internet Marketing.
Hello and welcome to the Internet Marketing Podcast, brought to you by Site Visibility. I'm Scott Colnut, and today we have a very special guest, Alex Takalova, marketing consultant and founder of Digital Olympus. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me today. Super excited about our today's topic as well.
Me too. And on today's topic, there's so much that I could have talked to you about in respect of marketing broadly or link building, which I know is one of your areas of specialism, but I've specifically focused in on today's topic of increasing your content's linkability. So that's largely a discussion today around if you already have content or you're about to build content, how can you make it even more linkable, more valuable from the start? And just before we go into that, do you just want to talk a little bit about your background and the companies and projects that you're involved with?
Yeah, definitely. So I hope, fingers crossed, that today we are going to launch a new vision of our website, because currently, if you go to digitalolympus.net, you will see our conference. For sure, that's a very important part of our business. But besides conference, we also have a link building agency. And so the day, I think, today, the day when we are going to launch our new main page, where it will be written that, first of all, we are a relationship link building agency. And secondly, we are also running a digital marketing conference, which is also called Digital Olympus.
And congratulations on the launch
Thank
of that new
you.
Website.
That's always a difficult I'm time. I'm super though. Proud and excited because there were like tons of back and forths when we also, it was not so easy to collect clients' testimonials. So guys, if you want to do it at once, then be ready. That it's in reality, it's a hard nut to crack, because even if you have a very responsive client, it might take ages to get from them a testimonial.
Yeah.
So,
and I'll link to the website in the show notes as well, so people can go and look at the shiny new website as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. So currently we have among our clients, for instance, G2. And we've recently finalized a big project for edX. If you don't know, edX, it's one of the biggest online learning platforms, educational, it's a project from MIT University. And so the majority of their learning courses, educational courses, they're totally free. And the bad thing that all their courses, they're recorded and delivered by well-known professors and well-known universities. So that's kind of a quite unique platform as well. So we have...
And going back to my intro, so you're working with these companies in, is it more general marketing, or is this very specialist for link acquisition, link building, and
solely link building,
and digital PR? That's interesting to know. Okay, so on that topic, and I'm going to kind of go straight into the heart of the matter. This is always something that people want to speak to me, and I get this question a lot. in terms of paying for links, so are you the kind of agency where you'll pay for links alongside the content and outreach placement? Do you avoid paying for links entirely, or do you do a bit of both?
Well, so I think we are a little bit unique because we've never paid for a single link in our life. Don't know whether it's good or bad, but that's the fact. So all links that we are building back to our own website, Digital Olympus, or clients' ones, they're all done through a relation-based link building approach. Say that it's good to add here that I know that some industries there is no way to get links free link there. So we work only with particular niches within the B2B sector. That the reason why we could secure links organically. Also, sometimes we are facing quite funny situations when our clients are more aware of sites that are selling links than we are we face that situation. For sure, we try to avoid working with some, shady or not really, so clear webs. I mean, like a website that don't have a clear business model, because the chances that they are selling links are quite high. But still, even well-known bloggers, they could do this. And that's what the case, because we've just partnered up with one quite influential and well-known digital marketing expert. And this person was secretly, selling links.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, well, and we were like, oh, come on.
And one of the reasons I asked the question is in context of the rest of our discussion is, I think whether you're paying for links or you're not paying for links, whoever is paying for links out there, you've still got to place that content, and you've still got to convince someone to put that content on their site. And even if you've got money available and you're paying for links, that's still a difficult thing to do, because you've got to offer value, something that's unique to post. And actually, I think particularly working outside of just link building, when you move into the realm of kind of influencer marketing and collaboration, people are still selective. Even if you're paying them, they're still selective of what they're going to post on their site, which brings me back to the topic today, is about making your content linkable, about putting it in the best position available so that someone wants to publish it to their site. And it's just from your agency, it sounds like you do that organic through relationship building. But I guess that, correct me if I'm wrong, but even though you're building these relationships over time, I still imagine that you have the problem of you have to place content that's of value. And just because you've got a great relationship, it doesn't necessarily mean that someone will post your content. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The only thing that you could do, and what we do as well, we are trying to partner up with those sites that are also actively building links, and we could return them links indirectly. So they have the same business targets, links, and they understand the value of links. And so we could negotiate with them in that way. But for sure, even though we might have very good relationships, there might be some particular cases when we hear a no just because, yes, content is too weak, or, they don't like some pages by some reasons. So yeah, for sure, we are not buying links, and we even have, weaker positions in terms of insisting that you should do this or that. When you have money involved in your relationships, I think you have a much stronger position.
Right.
And yeah, you could affect more, you could influence more their decisions.
Mm. Yeah, that's clear. For our listeners out there that are perhaps looking to build content, so, you know, they're investing in content marketing, they're starting to produce content, and they haven't yet thought about how they're going to make that linkable. Can you perhaps start to provide some tips on what should people build into their content from the start to make it more linkable? What are some of the elements that people can include?
Yeah, definitely. Very good question. But I have to say that making content more linkable doesn't necessarily equal to getting links.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are tons of excellent content. And so sadly, no one is really willing to refer to it or referring to it. Well, a good example will be the Moz blog. If you go there and just analyze their, their posts, with the help of any tool like Basuma, Ahrefs, whatever it is, you'll note that the majority of their posts, don't have any links. Well, sadly, but I love the Moz blog, and they have excellent content. So yeah, but for sure, there are a few tips that could ease the process of getting links, and I'd love to share it with you. So, well, first of all, you could do a pre-outreach, so-called. It's a very good strategy. So what you are doing, you are searching for websites that might be interested in linking back to your site. So there might be somehow connected to you. So there might be, basically I always recommend starting from reviewing your current circle. That might be, your partners, even your clients, email subscribers, followers on Twitter, and so on. So you could check them. Also, what you need to connect with them, and so you show them your newly written but not yet published content.
Mm-hmm.
And by this, you are trying to just, they're reviewing it, you're getting a feedback, and so if they say that it's a cool content, then you could ask them whether they could give it a link.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in that way, it works quite well. But for sure, to guarantee that they are going to get you a link back to your page, what you could do as well, you could somehow try to manage to return them a link. For instance, in your upcoming guest post, so you could do a roundup post where you're going to feature all those guys. And in that way, you are going to avoid an indirect link exchange.
Yeah.
And you'll secure links. Well, more things that are easier to done will be adding quotes from influencers. Even if your post is quite so-so, this always helps you stand out and make your content trustworthy, I would say. Because people are, when I scan through any posts, I always see some names that ring a bell. So basically, in that way you could add credits to your content. What else you could do? Custom made images, GIFs, and so on. So they should be really custom made. So most probably you need to hire a designer. Or, if you're really good with tools like Canva, then you could try to just, to do something on your own. But anyway, they should be really visually appealing. And, yeah, and this will help too. And finally, I hate saying this, but sharing something truly unique always pays off as well. Yeah, I know that it's easier said than done. But if you're a really expert in your niche, then, I'm certain that you could find a new angle, or just you could share a new approach. Well, what I do, I build links on a daily basis, and some new ideas just come into my mind during this process. And I don't see that people are writing about this. So yeah.
Let's maybe touch on that because that's really interesting.
The last one thing is long form content, by the way. So yeah, try to make it as long as possible because, there is a tendency that I see nowadays that, if you have even like quite a mediocre, but a long form contract, it's easier to get links to it because people see it's really a lengthy post and they judge like, you know, just because we don't have time to really go through this post. We just look, okay, does it have really good images? Does it have a good structure? Is it a long one? Oh, okay, that's good to go.
That makes sense. You've given me two questions now. So I'm going to, before I forget my first one, I'll give you that one first. So you touched on something really, really interesting, which is you said you hate to say it, but you need to make your content unique. And then you kind of just started to touch on the process that you go through and said kind of you look for a unique angle. Can you maybe explain a little bit about maybe just some of the processes that you go through to think about unique angles, maybe your research process, maybe your brainstorming process?
I think I have I don't know how it's like it's nature. There is a very good book about how you should structure your ideas. It's like talking, but basically you could talk to anything on your table and sharing your story. And while you're telling the story, I mean, like you could talk to a bottle or you could talk to your phone. And while you're sharing something, you are structuring your ideas and finding a new angle. But I prefer to use my colleague. So yeah. I tell her something about, I don't know, I've just uncovered something new, but I'm not pretty sure that it's worth sharing with other people. So I tell her a story, and while I'm telling her what kind of things I uncovered, it's just, you know, it's structured in a better way, and then I'm just like, oh, I got it.
That's
one way.
That reminds me of something that there's in writing, I guess that's similar to streams of consciousness. So in writing, you can write just freely, and it's kind of, I think it's called streams of consciousness. So it sounds like something very similar where you just kind of talk out loud at something and let the ideas flow freely through that. That's really interesting.
Yeah. So you could use your colleague.
Yeah, or a bottle if you've got a bottle or a phone.
Yeah, whatever you prefer. One more way will be... I used to do this. So what you do, you need to find some correlation. So, if your industry, has enough, statistics data. So what you could do, you could try to make two different, I don't know, like you could go on statista.com and you can take two different, verticals. Or two different stats and try to find some interesting correlations between them. I don't know. For instance, if we are talking about digital marketing, industry. So, technically, you could try to connect the dots between the ad spends and, the growth demand of SEO or something like that. Or the usage of social media versus the usage of something else. So, well, in that way, I mean, so that might be also a good starting point.
No, those are really good starting points. And it kind of leads me on to another point that you touched on. And you were saying, you know, one way to perhaps increase the linkability of your content is to focus on long form content.
Yeah.
And I was already thinking as you were talking, have you seen any trends? I've got a couple of questions here. Have you seen any trends in the kinds of formats, so video, podcasts, or copy, that generate links or help to generate links, or is it all of those things combined? I guess that's my first question. Do you see any trends in formats that are more linkable than others?
I think guides are currently on the rise. And also, let's say like... I was actually, I think a few years ago, I was talking about that, guys, with some of my industry friends, in terms of like, you know, you don't need to do, like, you know, you don't need necessarily to release, all guide chapters at once. You could, for instance, put the first two chapters and the rest, at later. And so, I haven't really seen, that before, let's say, like the last few months, people were really using that strategy. But right now I see that more and more companies are doing like this. So basically what's happening, they are creating a guide where you could, where a user can access the first two chapters, for instance, and the rest of others, they're like, you know, you can subscribe to them to receive an email once they're going to be launched.
Oh,
so I think it's a very smart way of content promotion as well, because you don't need to start everything from scratch.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, that is interesting. I had I thought you were going to take this conversation somewhere. I haven't actually seen that, so that's interesting. But I just thought that maybe a good strategy would be, if you have a guide and you have a series of chapters, you could perhaps release one or two chapters via your website, but then people have to subscribe to your newsletter for the follow-up chapters. That would be a good way to generate some acquisition, perhaps, in terms of email acquisition. But yeah, that's some really interesting insight. Moving on from the actual creation of content, which you've provided some great tips for, of course, then comes the part where hopefully you've got existing relationships in place, but you need to place that content, particularly in the link building space. So when it comes to outreach, is it still email outreach that you're focused on primarily? Do you use any other social platforms, you know, direct messaging or anything like that?
Well, since we are really focused on B2B, then in our case, that's LinkedIn. We never send an email unless we try to connect with the person on LinkedIn. So we are using LinkedIn as an icebreaker.
Yeah.
And so I always, also when I connect with someone on LinkedIn, I always write a short message. And actually, I think it's very important, because I receive a lot of LinkedIn requests, as I think literally anyone nowadays. And to ease the process of filtering out those that are really valuable versus like, well, I'll review it one day later. I always start this process from reviewing those who made an effort of leaving a message.
Yeah, that
and
makes sense.
It's very important, actually.
I've been speaking to a couple of people on the podcast recently about LinkedIn and leaving video messages. What's your opinion on leaving video messages to help with outreach, or is all yours text-based?
I don't know how you can technically do that. Maybe you could tell me, because LinkedIn only allows to add a text message, or I might get it wrong.
No. I think some people, what they're doing is they're leaving like personalized Loom messages and stuff like that.
So they're just adding a link to something where you could. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think in our case, that's too much. I mean, like when you're doing a sales, like when you are like a salesperson, then yeah, it's totally worth it. But in our case, I think it's I don't know. It's like, you know, we are asking people to do some extra effort. It's like go there, watch video, then be back to LinkedIn and accept us.
Yeah, that's what I find fascinating.
It's too much. Let me know why I should add you. That's very much it. War and peace.
Make sure that you write a really good note if you're connecting with someone, I guess is the key message there.
Yeah.
A really clear note. That's a good question for you. So if you're connecting with people for the first time, what are some things that you do in your when you add a note to try and help encourage people to connect with you? What do you focus on?
You might be just straightforward and tell them that you'd love to just connect with them because you're interested in partnering up with them on the link building side. That's one way. But if you for instance, you want to write a guest post on a particular website, then you might be a little bit, change this message a little bit for sure. So what I do, for instance, I write that my good friends or a person that I know, which I might don't know, just wrote on your website. And that's the reason why I'm writing to you. And in that way, I'm creating some kind of a connection, which is very important here. And trust that we have something in common.
And if you're on LinkedIn, this is something that I'm always quite fascinated by. So sometimes you might be trying to place, I assume, some content or collaborate with someone that's part of a big company. Let's say an online publisher, a magazine, mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. like that. And maybe they have hundreds of employees. What's your process for finding the right people the right person who might receive that message well and might be the right person to talk to? What kind of process do you go through?
There are two approaches here. So the first one, firstly, I try to find someone who is more on the SEO side, let's say, because when we are talking about big companies, like people that are just, you know, like content marketers or whatever it is, they might not be aware about links at all. The second option here is just simply ask who will be the best person. And normally, people replies to that messages because when you're like, you know, why? I think the reason, one of the biggest reasons why bulk email outreach messages, when you're sending them in bulk, like campaign, and you're not really spending enough time on personalization, finding the right context, why they are not really, why people are not replying to, is just simply because you're reaching out the wrong person. So that's, I think, one of the biggest problems here. So, and that's the reason why before, sending any email, I'm trying to understand whether I'm talking with the right person.
And you've talked about, you mentioned there about kind of bulk emailing, and in a similar context, again, I've been speaking to a couple of guests recently about LinkedIn automation, and there's quite a lot of varying opinions, but it sounds like you do everything manually.
We are that type of agency.
Yeah. No, I thought that would be the case. And if anyone out there, I assume you'll probably share this sentiment, but if you're trying to get content promoted, the worst way you can probably do that is through LinkedIn automation and not being personalized. You really should try and narrow down your targets and focus on a personalized message and connection. And ideally, actually, you mentioned this at the beginning of the podcast, to take it full circle, is even before you get on LinkedIn and try and find the right person to speak to, you might have already built the relationship with them in the past and got their buy-in into the content that you're producing. So you don't even have to go that route and try and find people to place the content. So that's an interesting, just on the topic, because there will be a lot of listeners out here that maybe LinkedIn isn't quite the right medium for them. And I know that a lot of our listeners might be still focused on email-based outreach and content marketing. What are some tools or techniques that you can use from the email perspective to find people's contact details? What are some of your favorite tools?
We use Hunter.io. I don't think they're the best tool ever, but I've noted that when you're really into any kind of a process, you just don't have time to switch. I mean, like, there might be, like, you know, better tools out there, but since we just, you know, we organized all our processes around this tool, we are using it. But I think, like, you know, if you're really into just, you know, email outreach in a traditional way, then there might be a few tools out there like BuzzStream or PitchBox that both, as I know, at least PitchBox does it for 100%. What this tool does, it just automatically pulls the list of all email addresses that are associated with a particular website.
We've touched a lot on creating new content, and one thing I realized and one thing I wanted to kind of talk through today is, do you ever work with clients where actually they have a lot of existing content that's almost there but not quite, and you just add to it, perhaps make it long form and then outreach with that? Do you ever kind of repurpose or update existing content and use that as a mechanism to acquire links?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, we are not really, well, as a link building agency, we try to stay focused on links. So we just simply decline, like, try not to work with those clients that we feel that they are not really ready. I mean, like, in terms of content side, but for sure, sometimes when we have a long-term contracts and clients with whom we've been working for ages. Yeah, I love an idea of content consolidation and creating topic clusters. I think that the easiest way of, let's say, creating long-form content, because if you have a few, let's say, blog posts that are all like kind of too short, what you could do, you could create a kind of, let's say, like, small guide or kind of just quite in-depth content just by consolidating those pages.
Yeah, that's really good advice, particularly for those that maybe have some content already but don't have the budget to create new content yet. Consolidate your content and maybe work.
Consolidate, which is also good from an SEO perspective, because the less pages you have, the fewer links you need to build. So, yeah, because if you have a lot of, if you have only a few pages, then you're splitting the authority of your website across those pages, the more pages you have. Basically the less authority each separate page has.
And you touched on and one final kind of closing question from me, which I'll frame in a statement about kind of what you just said, is you explained that sometimes you might turn down clients if they don't have maybe budget to produce content. So I guess there's a misconception, and maybe you can speak on this, is you cannot just pay an agency to generate links if you haven't invested in the content. So agencies can't perform miracles without the content. You have to invest in the content first. So do you go through any kind of exercise in educating potential businesses about how much they have to invest in content before they even generate links? Is that something you still find yourself providing a lot of education on?
Well, I write a lot of guest posts. And I do like podcasts and webinars. So I try to repurpose my content in that way, just sharing with them some of my previous guest posts and blog posts, whatever it is. But yeah, for sure. Sometimes the issue that, a client wants to get, let's say, wants to get links to, I don't know, it might be commercial pages or might be quite like, well, let's say like laying pages, laying content pages. And so, but they have a very high expectation. So they want to only links from top-notch websites. Mm-hmm. And that way, I feel that we are not going to just, you know, to meet their expectations. And so I don't want to have, let's say, like a negative feedback in that way. And mm-hmm. so, I really care about our reputation. And when I feel that we can't really, well, I think for us, it's very important to go a little bit beyond expectations of our clients. And that's the reason why we have enterprise level clients and smaller clients. And they're all, like, you know, they're really help us grow our business because they're actively promoting us across their circles as well. So for us, it's very important, to just, you know, yeah, to fulfill our client needs and even like, you know, do a little bit more. So when I feel that we are not capable of doing that, I'd rather send them to one of our good partners because we have tons of different, like, you know, partners and agencies that might be a better fit for them.
Yeah, that's clear. Do you think, and just I always say I've got a final question and then I always have one last one. It's just that you've touched on something that's interesting to me. About expectations. Do you think over the, cause I know, as you mentioned, you've been writing articles for a while on the topic of link building and speaking on the topic. Outside of marketing, when people come to your business, do you get the perception that, the general population are more or less aware of links and the role they play in organic search? So do you think the general awareness of link building is something that non-marketers know about?
I guess we are in a very unique situation when we have only clients that have this particular need. They know what they want. We are just like basically in the majority of cases, they have an SEO guy and they have like, you know, a few SEO guys and they just have a need. But yeah, for sure, I could imagine. And actually, that's my plan. I want to produce more educational content to grow our brand awareness and to somehow touch those that haven't yet formed this need. So literally any brand should think about, like, you know, a future. Like, you know, today they don't have this need, but they at some point they consumed your content and you created this need. Because I have a few cases when people weren't really in a position of buying something from us and they were simply consuming my content. But then they realized that they need links.
So
it's very important to just know, as a person that does very complex stuff, I don't really enjoy talking about basic stuff, but I think it's very important to talk about basic stuff as well, because you're forming a new community around your brand.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, because most of the articles that I read about link building are from marketers and from people with experience and on marketing websites. But you're completely right. I think there's perhaps a gap there for that early awareness stage and talking to businesses about links and the role of links in organic search at an earlier stage. So that's really interesting to know that you've been thinking about that.
It's like, just to add here that I see this from a perspective, not links, but being a brand. So I try to talk about the importance of being a brand. And if you really want to be a brand, then you need those authoritative websites that are relevant to your brand, that are just, you know, forming your brand basically in Google eyes.
That's a perfect way to end today's podcast. So I'm going to thank you for your time, because that was a really interesting discussion.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
Before I close out, do you just want to let our listeners know where they can find out more about you?
Yeah, definitely. You could go straight to our website, digitallimpulse.net, or simply connect with me, I think, on Twitter, where I'm I'm quite active because on LinkedIn, I'm not really so active. I need to fix this one day, but I'm more active on Twitter.
Okay, perfect. Again, I'll include links to your kind of social profiles in the show notes. Have a great day and good luck with the new website as well.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.